You know, Morales, I'm so tired of the this idea of the Mason curse is a total joke.
Nobody
blamed John Ireland for all those Lakers losses when he was doing terrible games for 6 years. Nobody said, hey, it's the Ireland curse
ever since
he became the play-by-play guy.
You did, but that was just to divert attention from the fact that every big event you attended, your team lost. The Rams lost the Super Bowl. LAFC lost their playoff game.
I was at the Dodgers World Series Championship.
The Dodgers lost both World Series finals that you were at in person.
I was at a World Championship. I was at the World Series last year.
Right. So maybe you reversed it.
Yeah. And so last night had nothing to do with me being there. Period.
But you don't really...
You're by the way, you're listening to KSPN Los Angeles and KRCD Pasadena.
Yeah, you really don't think that you can ride or die with Kenley Jansen. He's too inconsistent. I think he's a great guy, and I think he's had a really good season. But you've seen, I mean,
He's blown four saves. He's been successful 21 times.
If tonight was a playoff game, and let's face it, the Dodgers are going to be judged this year by how they do in the postseason. If tonight was a playoff game, would you really trot him out there with the season on the line?
Absolutely would.
You're
absolutely
out of your mind.
Would. Absolutely
By the
would.
Way, the Dodgers wouldn't even do that last year.
He's their best option.
They went to they converted.
Well,
Urias
Kenley fell. In fairness, Kenley fell apart in September last year. He lost.
Well,
he lost
everything.
He's
not falling apart
he's
in July.
He's not falling
this
apart
year.
Right now. He's not falling
he's
apart.
He's blown two saves in a row. How do you know?
I love the instant reaction. Just chuck the guy. It's like he's been
I'm not saying chuck him. I'm saying get a plan B. Get some other options.
He's one of the reasons we've won 59 games this year, second most in Major League Baseball, is Kenley Jansen, 21 of 25 in save opportunities.
Right,
and
but
then
it's, Dave Roberts and Andrew Friedman's job to worry about what happens next, not what he's done in the past.
Yeah, I think it is very bad form to boo your own player, too. I'm sorry, Dodger fans who were there last night. Now, I'm all bark, no bite. I didn't say, hey, stop booing, hey, stop booing.
Hey, Dodger fans, stop. Stop booing.
Hey,
it's inappropriate.
Hey guys, don't
hey
don't
guys, don't boo,
boo
our guys. He's
our
one
guy.
Of us.
He's our guy.
He's one of us. Don't boo him. It hurts his feelings.
Yeah. You know what? Nobody boos us when we do a bad show.
Oh yeah, they do. We just don't hear it.
Is that what it is? Boss Amanda, Corporate Greg, they're booing.
Just
we don't hear it.
It's more cussing. It's more like, Jesus, what are these idiots talking about? All right, so 877-710-ESPN. This is really a two-pronged question.
Yep.
One is, Mason says ride or die with Kenley Jansen.
Yes, ride or die.
I say we've seen this movie. We know how it ends. You got to get a plan B. You got to go out and get some more bullpen help before the trade deadline, which, oh, by the way, is in 1 week. Today's the 22nd. The trade deadline is July 30th. The other question is it appropriate or not to boo your own team? Now, this isn't Little League, like Beto Duran tweeted earlier. This isn't everybody gets a snack.
Boo! Beto's the worst whatever he actually does. Boo! What does Beto do now?
I wouldn't boo. Beto is Jim Hill's sidekick.
Oh,
what
I forgot.
Mean,
yeah,
what does
boo!
Beto do now?
Jim Hill, you can do better. Boo!
Beto is right. These guys are grown men. If they can't take a little booing, they shouldn't be professional athletes.
Would you boo your accountant? Would you boo? Would you, like, your accountant's doing
one,
your taxes?
The current one, no. The one I had last few years, yes.
The guy who's doing your taxes and you see the refund and you're like, boo!
Yeah. By the way, I would not boo. Me personally. I'm not a booer. But I have no issue with the people next to me booing. You're all disgusted with the people in your section booing Kenley Jansen.
I am.
It's their right. They paid for the ticket. They can boo if they want.
One guy booing was wearing a Kenley Jansen jersey. I'm like, what are you doing?
He's showing that he cares.
How can you have both? How can you both boo Kenley and wear his jersey? Made no sense.
All right. Here's Randy in Irvine. Hey, Randy, you're on 710 ESPN. Hi.
Hey, guys. Great show.
Thanks, Randy.
John. We have a case of Mace-itis because we went through it this fall with Jared Goff, and Mace hung on too long until they made the switch. This is like the movie Fever Pitch. We like the Kenley April, May, and June. You don't like the July, August, September Kenley when it matters. We got to get Scherzer from Washington and move Urias into the bullpen.
Oh, how great would that be, Randy? Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you for the phone
call.
So,
thank you very much. Kenley, by the way, saved 12 games in September last year.
Yeah, how did he do last night?
Again, you're going to judge a guy by his worst moment.
by his last two games.
You're trying to cancel Kenley.
I'm not.
You're trying to cancel Kenley as closer. I'm against cancel culture.
I know you are. You're the one that supports it.
You're canceling Kenley.
You're pro. You always say no one's canceled. They can come back. So if we go out and trade for Craig Kimbrell, Kenley's not canceled. They could still put him in. But we'd have Craig Kimbrell as a backup plan. And then if Kenley goes in the toilet, you put Kimbrell.
Yeah, I still like the idea of Arias down in the bullpen during the postseason, and that would work if you added
him. Hey, Mace, I don't know if that can happen this year. Remember, you have no Trevor Bauer and no Dustin May, and Kershaw's kind of banged up. So in your world, you're saying Bueller, Kershaw, and who would be the three playoff starters?
Whoever you get. Well, yeah, whoever you get.
So and then Urias would be either a fourth starter or an emergency bullpen guy.
Or a bullpen guy, yeah. I mean, he was on the mound when we won last year, so I have complete and total confidence in Julio Urias at the end of a game.
Would you give up Josiah Gray and others for Scherzer?
Yes, I would.
Really?
Now, this is prisoner of the moment. First of all, I don't think it would be Josiah Gray. I think the centerpiece of the deal would
be. But I'm just saying that makes it a harder decision.
Centerpiece of the deal would be Keibert Ruiz, who is.
Yeah, and I think you can give up on Keibert Ruiz because he's a catcher, and you already have Will Smith,
and
who's
you've got
young.
Will Smith. You've got your young catcher. So, yeah, I would go all in on Scherzer. You know, I don't know payroll. They're already over the luxury tax threshold and all that business. But, I mean, why not? You've come this far. Why not close the deal for a big-time starter? Now, I think they're more likely to move on Kyle Gibson, who's the American League earned run average leader right now, having just a tremendous season. And he's under contract. I think next year he makes $8 million. So you're talking about a guy who's affordable and you've got another year of team control. He's the guy that I think makes the most sense for the Dodgers. But my God, Max Scherzer,
overnight game changer.
And we all agree Bauer's never going to pitch again for the Dodgers.
I want him to get his due process, but I agree with your sentiment. I don't expect him to pitch for the Dodgers again, but I think he deserves due process. Here is Chris in Camarillo. Hey, Chris, you're on 710 ESPN. Hi. Oh, Chris dropped. Mike in Whittier. Hey, Mike, you're on 710 ESPN.
Hey, what's going on, guys? So
hey, Mike.
It's not right to boo your team. I know a guy who's also a Raider fan like myself, and he doesn't like Carr.
He doesn't like Derek Carr.
Right.
But he wouldn't boo him, right?
Well, he's booing him. He's blaming him for all those bad passes. You know, he's got a bad O-line. You know, they're old. They were injured. And I just don't think it's right.
You should boo John Gruden.
He doesn't care. He's making more money than God.
Hey,
all right,
Mace.
Thanks.
Yo.
Go ahead, Mike.
I got a question for Mace real quick.
Yes.
Yeah. Mason, who's going to have a better record, the Rams or the Raiders this year?
Rams. Rams,
nice.
Absolutely. I think it's going to be a great year.
By the way, my friend.
Somebody find Adrian Garcia. He owes me two bottles of tequila from last year when we bet that the Raiders would have a better record than the Chargers, and that guy hasn't paid off yet.
Wow.
He was on the show, and I said, hey, I'll bet you a bottle of tequila. He goes, make it two bottles. I said, okay. And the Raiders finished one game better than the Chargers.
Was that it? Oh, yeah, the Raiders finished one game better than the Chargers. Yeah, I'm so pumped for Rams season. You know, we're less than 3 weeks away from the very first game at SoFi Stadium, preseason game.
Yeah, does it bother you that you're going to be paying regular season prices and none of the starters are going to play?
Let's talk about that coming up next. Very good question. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Talking a little bit about that Russell Westbrook versus Chris Paul conversation, Mark Spears reported that the Lakers are at least reportedly interested in upgrading at point guard. Magic Johnson, this isn't new, but this is from yesterday. If Chris Paul opts out of his contract with the Suns, his first call should be from his best friend LeBron James and the Lakers. A big three with LeBron, Chris, and AD will equal an NBA championship. That is Magic Johnson.
And some Laker-related news just broke. Talen Horton Tucker was given a qualifying offer, which means he is now officially a restricted free agent. This was anticipated. So any team now can offer Talen Horton Tucker a free agent contract, and the Lakers have the ability to match it. So that's
not unexpected, but yeah. Just broke. Breaking news on 710 ESPN, brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change, home of the 15-minute drive-through oil change. Visit SoCalOilChange.com to find a location near you and to download up to $15 in coupons. A little cleaning up of stuff that we've been talking about. Kyle Gibson, absolutely correct. Somebody tweeted me and said he's no longer the American League earned run average leader. That is right. He gave up an 8 spot the other night. So he's got a 286 ERA, and it looks like a 6-2 record. There were a couple other things. The person we should boo is Mason because he was at the game. The Mason curse is alive.
I agree.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that. That's lunacy and idiotic. Booing your own team is the equivalent of leaving. This is Gil G. Booing your team is the equivalent of leaving a negative review on Amazon, Yelp, etc. You absolutely have the right to boo. You'll just look stupid. A lot of stupid-looking people last night, John, at Dodger Stadium. Booing Kenley Jansen.
All right, and we also mentioned that the NFL season is right around the corner, and you, starting next month, are going to be going to preseason games at SoFi Stadium. Now, how many preseason games are there? Four still, or they cut it to three since they added the 18th game?
Right, there are three preseason games.
Do you know how many of them are at SoFi?
Two. They open up on the 14th of August with the Chargers, and then week two is August the 21st with the Raiders at SoFi Stadium, which should be interesting. And then they go to Denver on September the 28th before opening the season Sunday Night Football against the Chicago Bears at SoFi Stadium.
Now, there are some coaches, and Sean McVay, the coach of the Rams, is one of them.
Yep.
Who do not play any starters in the preseason. They don't want to risk injury.
Yes.
So you're going to be paying full price.
Correct.
To go to these preseason games, but you're not going to see any – most of the guys you're going to see won't even be on the team. Are you okay with that?
You know, first of all, going to a game is an experience. Let me just say that. It's about the game, but it's also about the experience of going to a game and the fans and the concession and the noise and the scoreboard. And this year is probably not a fair example because I think people want to get in there by hook or crook to see this brand new stadium. In general concept, I agree with the way Sean McVay approaches preseason. I would put everybody in bubble wrap. I don't want to see, as a Rams fan, I don't want to see Matthew Stafford in the game. I don't want to see Jalen Ramsey in the game. I don't want to see Aaron Donald in the game. Bubble wrap those guys and get ready for what is going to be a long 17-game season. But it is expensive for a preseason game. So, and generally agreed now amongst coaches, it's necessary. Preseason games, you've always said no, but if you talk to football people all say, yeah, we need those.
Well, we don't have them in college. They get along fine. Why do you need them in pro? USC and UCLA don't play any.
Well, you're lying to yourself. I mean, USC opens up with Fresno State.
Yeah, but a lot of years USC opens up with Alabama.
Well, 1 year they opened up with Alabama.
No, that's not true.
San Jose State, Fresno State.
A lot of years USC opens up. I remember they opened up 1 year at Arkansas. I went to a game when they opened up at Auburn. Alabama always opens up with a tough opponent. USC is one of the few teams that uses those non-conference games for the most part. I know they're not doing it this year, but for the most part, they use those non-conference games to test their team. The preseason games are completely unnecessary.
The people that can speak to this are the people that have been there. And I argue that this is an opportunity to evaluate players down the depth roster. I mean, don't you think we want to see, given the fact that Cam Akers is gone, do we not want to see those four kids that they've got lined up to potentially be part of a football running back stable for them?
No, I want to see Adrian Peterson or Le'Veon Bell when the Rams sign him during the preseason.
Well, so by the way, so far, although I think we have Eric Dickerson. Do you have Eric Dickerson there, Jorge?
Yeah, Dickerson thinks they should sign Gurley.
He thinks they should re-sign Gurley. You know, I want to see what these kids can do. By the way, I also want to see John Wolford's going to be the backup. John Wolford hasn't played a lot of NFL football.
He's fine. He's ideal for a backup.
But when you need him, you want him to have had experience.
You know what will be? Do you know how old Gurley is?
Probably 28.
26.
26. Wow.
But he does have knee issues. But wouldn't you take a 1-year flyer on him if you can't get Le'Veon Bell or Adrian Peterson?
I just don't know if they. I don't know if they fix what got broke there. You know, he sent
too much water into the bridge.
He sent some angry tweets afterwards. Felt disrespected. You know, was cut just all of a sudden, despite the big contract.
Yeah, well, Kobe was called uncoachable by Phil Jackson after Jackson wrote a book, and then he came back and won three titles.
I'd invite all those guys. Invite Le'Veon Bell, invite Adrian Peterson, invite Todd Gurley, invite LeSean McCoy, invite Frank Gore.
Open tryout.
Make it like a kicker. Let's try these guys and see who's still got something left in the tank. They all basically ran for 600 yards last year. If you want to just round it out, they all ran for about 650 yards, and they all had between 3 and 7 touchdowns. So which of those guys makes the most sense for the Rams? Darrell Henderson, do we view him as an open field back? They definitely, I think, are going to slide him into the Cam Akers kind of role. Do you want somebody who can be your goal line guy? Do you want that third and a half yard at the goal line guy to be Adrian Peterson, which I think makes the most sense? Do you want it to be Todd Gurley, maybe out of the passing game? He's a threat also. I just think Todd Gurley seems like a broken down guy, and Adrian Peterson seems the smart play for the Rams.
Yeah, I agree. I would rank him Peterson 1, Le'Veon Bell 2, Gurley 3.
Yeah, and I do think they'll address this in some way, although Adam Schefter tweeted yesterday, I think, that the Rams at this moment are not exploring running back options.
Surprising, isn't it?
It is. I mean, they did take Darrell Henderson with a third-round draft pick. They felt really strongly about him, Darrell Henderson out of Memphis. And he's been good. I mean, he's been good in the time that we've actually seen him. He's not Cam Akers, who really emerged last year. But who's to say that this isn't his time to shine? They're clearly high enough on the guy that they would draft him in the third round. I think it was their first pick in that draft in 2019.
By the way, there was a report yesterday that Todd Gurley signed with the Ravens, and then it was deleted right away. So it may be heading that way, but apparently it's not done yet. So keep an eye on that.
Yeah. I mean, I think they're going to have to find a way to address it in some way. But I really think Darrell Henderson is going to be the starting running back.
Well, right now he'd have to be, right?
Yeah, he'd have to be. All but right, I think no matter who they bring in, it's going to be a situational back.
I got a breaking news.
Okay.
Mookie out again.
Oh, man.
They just released the lineup. Chris Taylor leading off at short. Max Muncy at second. Justin Turner back in the lineup at third. Will Smith batting fourth and catching. Matt Beatty at first. Cody Bellinger in center. A.J. Pollock in left. Billy McKinney in right. Is that one of the guys
they just signed? They
just
picked up. Yeah, they just
and
grabbed.
And Walker Buehler on the mound. So no, Mookie Betts is going to miss. I think it's his third straight and 4 out of 5, right?
Yeah, fifth straight. No, I think it's his fifth straight. 1, 2, 3. No, fourth straight.
He hasn't. No, didn't he play in the first game against the Giants, the one they lost?
No. Has not played in the Giants series.
Okay.
It didn't play Sunday against the Rockies and then hasn't played in the Giants series.
Hey, do we have time to get to this rehab story with my two reality girls?
Yes, fighting? I want to get to it. Okay. I want to get to it. It's really good. And it's coming up next. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Again. All right. So really interesting concept has been floated by Demi Lovato, John.
Yep. All right. So she says Demi Lovato's had problems with addiction before, and she's gone through rehab.
Yep.
But now she claims she's something she refers to as California sober.
California sober.
Which means you can smoke a little weed and drink a little alcohol, as long as you do it in moderation. Here's exactly what she says. I really don't feel comfortable explaining the parameters of my recovery to people because I don't want anyone to look at my parameters of safety and think that's what works for them because it might not. I'm cautious just to say that I feel the complete abstinent method isn't a one-size-fits-all. I don't think the journey of moderation is a one-size-fits-all. So she claims she's California sober. Which means she still does a little bit of stuff, but nothing that's going to kill her. Now, one of my reality show girls from Vanderpump Rules is named Lala Kent.
And oh, she, Lala.
Yeah, she had big problems with alcohol.
Yeah, okay.
So she was asked on a podcast about California sober. They said, are you sober or are you California sober? And here's what she said. I don't like to judge, but I actually think that's super offensive. You know, there are people out there who work their ass off never to take themselves out of reality and never to place themselves in an altered state. You know, they don't even when they could take DayQuil or NyQuil. So right. I hear California sober, and that's just extremely offensive, I think. To me, I've been in rooms with men and women who've given up everything. So sober to me means you're not taking yourself out of reality. Mace, what do you think of the whole idea of California sober? Is that, as Demi Lovato puts it, her truth?
Okay, so California sober is an interesting idea. I kind of joked about this a little bit because I don't drink. I don't drink alcohol, but I smoke. So I consider myself to be California sober for that reason. I think if you've just come out of rehab, the objective of rehab is to get you off of everything. And I've got friends who are sober, who won't even take, for example, she mentioned NyQuil. Wouldn't take NyQuil because it contains alcohol. Wouldn't take, even though they were going through a really, really hard time, wouldn't take Xanax because it was mind-altering. So sober people take this very, very seriously. And I can see why sober people would be offended by this. You know, somebody in my life has got a you know how you get a chip when you're sober for a certain amount of time?
Mm-hmm.
Just got their 20-year chip. And that's how long they've been without any alcohol, without any mind-altering stuff. So I think California sober is totally BS, and I fear for Demi Lovato that she's going to wind up right back where she was.
Now, what if California sober works, though, for some people? Isn't the whole goal of rehab not to kill yourself?
Well, I mean, I think the whole deal with rehab is for people who have impulse control and can't control their drinking or their smoking or their pill taking or whatever.
But if they can control it and do it in moderation, is that not
solved? Why do they go to rehab in the first place?
Because alcohol was ruining their life, right? It was causing them so many problems that they couldn't live a normal life. But if you can do it in moderation, isn't that living a normal life?
You can't. That's the reason why you go to rehab, is because you can't do it in moderation. Otherwise, it wouldn't be ruining your life. Like, addiction is a disease. Alcoholism is a disease. Drug addiction is a disease. They try and, you know, different rehabs, depending on their programs, try and find different methods to help you live your life without it and help you, whether it's like, they have you know, the 12-step program or AA or, you know, which AA is like total abstinence, or yes, a lot of times they do like cognitive behavior therapy. There's all kinds of different methods people use. But for the most part, I would say like 95% of rehabs are like completely abstinent of drugs, yes, and alcohol.
Not Stepdad Leo says California sober is BS for alcoholics. I said, can I say that you, and he said, absolutely. Leo is sober for 28 years.
So we just got a tweet from one
and
of our listeners.
And he says moderation is not an alternative.
We just got a tweet from one of our listeners that backs Leo up, a guy named John. He says, as a person with over 26 years sobriety, California sober leads to California DUIs or death.
Yeah.
So there you go. Hey, let me sneak something in before we go to Game of Games. We dropped that news note in last segment that Talen Horton Tucker was given a qualifying offer by the Lakers.
Yes.
And he's now a restricted free agent. Let me put some Lakers fans' minds at ease. Talen Horton Tucker, that means he's not going anywhere unless the Lakers want him to.
Correct.
In other words, any offer that he gets, and you're going to be reading in the next few days about how he can get a poison pill offer that's very backloaded, and you're going to be reading a lot of stuff about this. But the bottom line is, the thing to remember, is the Lakers have the right to match any offer if they want to. So he will not be on another team next year unless the Lakers want him to walk away. The Lakers
right.
have the
They
chance.
Have the option to sign him to match any offer he gets on the market.
Correct. So I want to get that out there and make sure Laker fans know that the Lakers have the final word on Talen Horton Tucker.
What about what can they sign and trade Talen Horton Tucker?
They can sign and trade anybody.
Okay.
So you know, that's always an option for any player on any team, but you'll be hearing a lot about, because he was a second round pick, you can backload a free agent deal for him. He's limited to how much he can make in the first 2 years. This is getting a little in the weeds.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
But he'll be limited in what he can make in his first year and his second year, and I think it's uncapped in years 3 and 4. So if some team really, really wanted him, they could back into a crazy deal, but the Lakers could still match it. No team can come in and steal him without the Lakers having final say.
And he's going to get paid.
Yeah, and he should.
And
Alex
Caruso's the other guy. Alex Caruso's a free agent, and he's going to get paid.
Right. And again, I think the Lakers will have a say in that, too.
An unrestricted free agent. Horton Tucker is restricted, and Alex Caruso's free and clear.
Right, but I know in the case of Caruso that he likes the Lakers and they like him, and sure, there's probably a deal to be done there. Again, no, you're right. Technically, he could go sign with another team.
Yeah.
But THT can't. The Lakers would have to release him. They get a chance to match the offer sheet,
yes,
whatever it is.
All right, coming up next for you is Game of Games. I've been on a roll this month. Ireland has won 6 times. Lindsay has won 4. Jorge has won 3. I have yet to scratch.
That's amazing.
It's another winless month. Now, I was gone for a week on vacation, which has to count for
you
something.
You had my game 2 games ago, you had. You had it.
I know.
The Olympics game, and you blew it.
I brought in Kenley Jansen to close
it. You went up 2 games to none, and then you blew it.
Yeah, exactly.
Lindsay, what's the game today? What's it about?
I feel like if I tell you guys, then it's like...
Don't tell. I'll save it.
Mystery game.
All right, mystery game is next.
Plus lie of the day coming up. Mason, Ireland.
I've got the lie.
You think so? All right, we'll find out. All right, it is Game of Games time. And we've got Lindsay's game today. Lindsay, what do you got cooking for us?
Well, I'm going to do a game of movie quote trivia.
Okay.
Where I will read the movie quote, and you'll have to tell me what movie it's from.
Oh, Mace, you got a real chance
okay,
here.
Okay, this could be my game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have 10 of them.
Jorge. Mm-hmm.
So, name is your buzzer, okay. And yeah, I think that's it. That's all the instructions.
Okay.
Pretty easy, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Number one, and I'm going to read these as monotone as humanly possible to make them harder to guess.
Okay.
Keep your friends close, but your enemies closer. Shocked you guys don't know that.
Jorge,
what do you think?
Is it Fight Club?
Nope.
I'm not sure.
Mace. Is it Goodfellas?
Nope. Ireland, you got a guess?
I'm trying to... It's.
I know. It's sort of a common expression.
Right. It's from The Art of War. Did they say it? I'll guess. Did they say it in one of the Godfather movies?
Yes, I will give that to you because it's Godfather Part 2.
It's when it's Michael Corleone says it, Mace. Remember when
he's explaining to. Yeah, I totally remember.
Okay.
Man, I thought you guys would know that right away for sure.
It's a tough one because we all say that expression
from
now.
The Art of War, I think. The book.
Okay.
I don't know.
Number two. Rhodes? Question mark?
Jorge.
Jorge? Oh,
Back to the Future.
Yeah, I should have known that was coming.
Yeah, where we're going, we don't need no Rhodes. Yeah.
All right. Number three. Nobody puts baby.
Mason.
Oh.
Mace.
Dirty Dancing.
Yep. It's one of my favorites.
One to one.
Yep, guys are all tied up. Everyone's got one. Okay, they'll get a little harder.
Can't believe I missed that.
Number three.
It's number four.
Four. You shoot me in a dream. You better wake up and apologize.
Jorge. Inception?
Nope.
Ugh, that's a good guess, though.
It is.
Mason.
Well, what's your guess? Take a guess.
Groundhog Day.
Nope.
I don't know.
I get where you're going with that. No guess. Yeah. Okay, Reservoir Dogs.
Reservoir Dogs. Oh.
Quentin Tarantino movie.
Tarantino
I never had a chance.
Guy, yeah.
Okay. All right. Number five. I live my life a quarter mile at a time.
Okay.
What do you think, Jorge?
Is it Fast and the Furious?
Sure is.
Yeah. Oh, Jorge takes the lead.
That's a Vin Diesel one.
It's all about the family.
Yeah, something like that.
Now, if I would have said that, you guys would have known it.
I'm Batman. Right.
So Jorge's got the lead. He's got two. Mason and Ireland each have one. All right. Next one. King Kong ain't got beep
John.
On me. John?
That's Training Day.
Correct. John Jorge tied up. Yeah. All right. Now, I know you guys will know this one. I mean, funny, like I'm a clown.
Jorge
was there first.
Oh, good are fellas. You kidding
good
me?
Fellas.
No, Jorge was there first. That was
clear. He was definitely there first. All right. Jorge's got the lead here. 3, Ireland 2, Mason 1.
How many left?
All right. 3 left.
Okay. All right.
All right, next one. You either die a hero or live long enough
Mason.
To see Mace.
The Dark Knight.
That's correct. Good
oh.
job, Mace.
Oh.
All right,
okay,
Jorge 3,
to
Mason 2.
Two with 2
the
to go.
Two.
Oh, man. Heating up here. Mace, you got to get this one to old Mace.
Well, before he gets it, he wins it.
Over. Yep. All right. $1 million isn't cool. You know what's cool?
Mason!
Ireland had that one first.
It's a Social Network.
Yeah,
yep.
Social Network.
Okay.
All right. So Ireland won.
If
call
Mace,
comes down
Lindsay,
to
do, you have a,
one.
Do you have a tiebreaker?
I can get one.
Okay. Wait a minute. So is that the end?
No,
no.
So here's the situation.
It's
Jorge 3, Ireland 3, Mason 2. So, Mace, if you get this, it forces a tiebreaker.
Okay.
If Jorge or I get it, we win it.
Got it.
Okay?
Okay.
Go ahead, Linz.
I'm into, murders and executions, mostly. It depends. Can't believe you guys don't know this. It's one of
Mason.
My favorite movies. What is it, Mace?
American Psycho?
Yes, that is it.
Oh, it's 3-3-3.
You tied it
out.
Oh, that was a really wild pull for me.
That's a
I don't know.
I
heard some
movie.
Typing. I can.
No, no, absolutely. Are you kidding me? If I was a cheater, I wouldn't be scoreless.
There's no way. Yeah, there's no way he'd be 0 for the month. I agree with Mace on that. All right, Lindsay, you need to find one, and this one will decide it. Whoever gets it wins it all.
Okay. Okay. I'm looking right now. Okay. All right. Let's see.
It can be an easy one. Doesn't matter. Just
all right,
one.
Ready? You guys ready? Here we go. They may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom.
Mason.
Okay.
Mace, what do you think?
Braveheart.
That's it. That's
yes!
It. Yes! Oh, Mason with the win.
Total come from behind. Good job, Mace.
Way to go, man. You pulled
like
a Milwaukee Bucks.
Oh, man.
Damn. That was great. Still, the American Psycho pool is ridiculous.
That's one of my favorite movies.
Oh, it's great. Have you ever
said,
seen?
If I would have said if I have to return some videotapes, would you guys have known that? That's from that movie, too, but it's harder.
Ireland, have you ever seen American Psycho?
No. That's
Christian Bale is so awesome in that movie.
Oh, it's an amazing movie.
It's such a twisted, cool, funny, weird movie.
I'm reviewing the tape.
Weird.
Yeah, that was as close. Why, did you think you said it before Mason? I thought Mason clearly got there first.
No, I'm just joking.
Did. Yeah.
Yeah. No, we were waiting, trying to figure that one out. All right. Hey, I'm on the board.
Nice, Mace.
And Ireland 6, Lindsay 4, Jorge 3, Mason 1. Hey,
and
we've
got
to say.
You got a chance next week because next week they all count for two.
That's right.
And tomorrow is my game, so I'm out
tomorrow. And by the way, Lindsay is not going to be with us for a few days. We don't know what we're going to do without her.
Oh,
I
so
know.
That really
what the
gives
heck?
You a
that
chance.
Means, yeah, that means I'm going to be screwed with Game of Games. I mean, I'll be
mean...
back. Let's see.
You'll be back Wednesday. How many shows
yeah,
you missing?
Wednesday,
you're missing the next three?
Yeah.
Okay, hey, let's get to Lie of the Day because
okay.
Lindsay,
you think
what
you
do
know
you
know it?
I do.
I have it for sure.
Well, okay, Lindsay, what do you think it is?
All right. I think it is when Mason said that he got a shot of Crown Royal every day as a child.
All right. Jorge, what do you think it is?
His dad spending $28,000 on aluminum for the
okay,
house.
Okay, so Mace, here's an interesting thing. I'm going to do full disclosure here.
Okay.
For the first time ever, it's never happened since we started Lie of the Day. I've been getting texts during the show from Leo and Donna, from your mom and not
oh!
Stepdad Leo.
Oh, that's no fair.
So I'm out of this. I don't get it. But Donna claims that both of those stories are lies. She says that you never did the Crown Royal shot.
Oh, that's
and
ridiculous.
She said you grew up in a condo and there was never any aluminum siding. So which one do you think is the lie of the day?
Well, first of all, the Crown Royal story is true, whether she believes it or not. Maybe she's thinking, oh, they think I'm a bad mother because my 9-year-old son drank a Crown Royal every night before Thanksgiving.
No, the last text I got from her was, she doesn't know how you come up with these.
The lie is officially my dad spending $28,000 on aluminum siding.
Right. So Lindsay
that's the lie.
Because she says you grew up in a condo, but she claims the Crown Royal story is BS.
The reality is my dad sprung without any notice and without any conversation for a swimming pool in our backyard in Maumee, Ohio. One day there was just a backhoe in the yard, and we said, what's going on? And he said, we're getting a pool.
And no, and he didn't discuss it with your mom beforehand.
Did not discuss it with my mom.
Dropped the money on it and said, let's
exactly,
go.
Exactly. All right, so there you have it. There's your Mason Iron.
Hey,
by the way,
go Dodgers tonight. We need a win.
Yeah, we need one. We need one tonight. Stay even at least. Stay a game behind him and finish the series where we started. Is that it, Jorge? Are we all done?
We're done. See you.
Okay, cool. By the way, a little tip. Bash for Cash is coming up on SLK, and the correct answer is Will Smith in the first. Will Smith in the first. That's it for Mason and Ireland. We're back tomorrow, 12:55 sharp. It is S and L and K coming up next for you, 710 ESPN.